Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Show. I'm excited as I am every week because I have the best guests in the world that come on and share with you so fluidly and freely about their expertise in the universe. But before we get to bringing them on and introducing them, you know, there's a couple of things that we do here on the show just to make sure that we're all in the same vibrational energy. So the very first thing that we do, hopefully every day for us, but if not, at least on Tuesdays, is that we give thanks, a deep, heartfelt thanks to our ancestors, to all the ancestors, because they're always with us. And especially on Tuesday nights where we discuss issues that are not necessarily talked about in an open environment or open setting, you know, we shine light on the truth. It may not be popular, but we share the light, shine the light, so that we're all sharing from a place of commonality. So, ancestors, we thank you because we know we stand on your shoulders. We're on your shoulders for strength and for encouragement, for tenacity, for courage, for all of that. And we trust that you got us. You got our backs, you got our fronts, our ups and our bottoms. And so as we move forward in this world, we just give thanks and honor and all praises to the ancestors. We love you now and forever, ancestors. Ashe, ashe. Whew. I tell you, those ancestors, they just all up in your business, and I hope you get to recognize that energy as being that little push that you get. I tell you, they're so powerful when you learn to call upon them and trust that they're with you. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight, we're going to talk with our youth. They're our future, and their lives truly, truly, truly matter. And it takes a village, and Sting Incorporated is our host of the program that have been serving these youth for such a long time. And I tell you, Geneva Vanderhorst has been a close friend of mine since the very first moment that I talked with her and met her. And so she's going to be coming on and just kind of helping to direct the conversation with me tonight. And so let's start off with just a little music to kind of get ourselves going in the right direction. So we'll be right
back. It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Got your God, he gon' take you home. See, everybody has a season.
know that that was Mary. Mary, so what's interesting is that that's my message to the young people. I think that's my message to all of us. Go get it. It's your time right here, right now. And because I didn't have any music necessarily for the young people, right, because I'm all into the oldies and stuff, and I was like, oh, my goodness, what's going to be appropriate for them? So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Welcome back, everybody, to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And audience, you know you're invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcome, and our intention is that every voice is heard. And so our calling number here to the show is 516-531-9819. And if you want to speak live on air with us, you would just push 1 on your dial, and that sends me a signal to let me know that you want to talk with us. Otherwise, you can just listen in to the conversation. One thing, though, once I open up your line, unless it becomes really noisy in your background, I'll leave your phone open. But if you're not speaking, if you would just mute your phone, that would really help us with the quality of the playbacks. A lot of our listeners love to go back and listen to the shows over and over again. So that's all I request, is that you just mute your line when you're not talking, if you have a signal that you want to talk on air with us. So thank you for being with us tonight. So the name of our show for today is called Our Future, Our Youth, Their Lives Matter. It takes a village. And so our topic that we're going to be talking about is, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the lives of the graduating class of 2020? You know, we kind of know what we feel as adults, and, you know, like how it's impacted the things that we do and how we move about the universe. But what about the youth, the younger people, you know? And so that's what we want to do, is to make sure that we have everybody included in the conversation as we talk about the state of affairs in the world right now. And so Geneva has so graciously accepted the invitation to be on the show tonight, and let's talk with the kids. Let's open up their mic so that they can tell us about the impact and what it's had on their personal lives. How have they managed throughout this ordeal? And what does it feel like to go completely through the 12 years of schooling, right? That's what really got me. And you're sitting, you're anxiously looking forward to that crowning glory, you know, where you go and walk across the stage, and then all of that is gone. So we're going to have a a little discussion around that. You know, you're angry, you're confused. Are they sad? Exactly what happened? So what are they still experiencing, actually? Because this is a conversation where that we all need to have, and but especially our youth, because we're not really dealing with it straight up, I think, in some cases. So, Miss Geneva, are you with us, darling?
Hello, Sandy. Am I live?
Hey. Thank you for so much for doing the work that you do in the community, in the world, with our young people, and being such a constant figure in their lives, and being that that stable force for them. You know, regardless of what's going on, they know Miss Geneva got their back. I know that.
Yes, Sandy, again, thank you for recognizing us. I appreciate you for having us on again, and I am so grateful for the long friendship that we have had and partnership that we have had, the many years that you've come and spoke to the young people about their future, about eating right, and other things of that nature. And I do want to say the music was fine. The music that you had on is was fine. And I wanted to say a little bit for anyone who doesn't know, STING stands for Steering Triumphant Innovators of the Next Generation. And we were founded in August of 2009 in South Cobb County, Georgia. And what we do is we empower, steer, and help our youth to enhance their high school experience and prepare them for the next level, whatever the next level is. Most of our students go on to 2 or 4 year colleges, but we have some that have gone to the military and some that have taken a year or two off and have jumped back in. We started, like I said, in 2009, so we do have some college graduates now who are making a very good contribution to the world and making an impact, and we're grateful for that. I haven't spoken to most of the students since May 31st when we had our Zoom celebration to celebrate the class of 2020. And because of that, I wanted to recognize them again by calling out their names. Sandy, this year we had 15 graduates. And
wow.
One of the things that we started, that was a very good number. And one of the things that we started in January is we started another group in my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And
right after
we started, of course, everyone was quarantined after that. But they have a group that they're getting together, and we have some graduates from that group as well. So I just want to right now call their names. We have Kaylani Barber, Miles Berry, Megan Borum, Jade Randall Collins, Roman Colbert, Aaliyah Douglas, Rima Ethic, Shakaya McGee, Isaiah Plater, Miles Stovell, Idelia Testamark. Those are all the Georgia students. We have 3 students from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's Tamia Dunn, Lanika Hicks, and Marcus Cook Raynell. And we have 1 student from the Charlotte, North Carolina area,
uh-huh.
And that's Jalen Vanderhorst. All of these students now are in the process of getting ready to leave or waiting to find out if their college is having online classes or if they have to go to school in person. So that's our students. I know some of them are on the line. I don't know if you want to direct them, but and I know some of their parents are on the line as well, as some of our supporters. And we did the best we could on May 31st by having a Zoom virtual celebration, and we also had that celebration on Facebook Live, something so that they can go back later and watch. And we had some dynamic speakers to speak to our young people. One of them was the new school board member, Mr. Leroy Trey Hutchins, I always miss his name up, I'm sorry, Trey. Leroy Hutchins spoke, as well as Miss Danae Badio spoke as well, and a couple of others. But and we always have our president of our board, Mr. Michael Murphy, and our state senator, Dr. Michael Rett. All of them came and spoke some awesome words to the students to make sure that they're ready to get started with the next part of their lives. And I wanted to, all the students that are listening, I just want to put this plug in. If you have turned 18 this year, please register to vote. That is a requirement. So I had to put that plug in, Sandy, because this is a very important election year.
Yes, ma'am.
So
you better say that again.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's also parents. We don't want to just register to vote. Register and vote. I'd rather say register and vote than just register to vote.
Right.
So I know we have several students on the line, and I don't know if you how you want to handle it, Sandy, if you want me to call their name, see if they'll pick up or let them press 1, or however you want to direct it.
Okay, well, I would like for those that would like to speak to push 1 on their dial so that, you know, I'm not just opening up your line, because I could do that too now. But I'm not a mean grandma, so I'm not going to do that. But are there certain aspects, Geneva, that you wanted to hit on tonight as far as, you know, like, what's the message that we want our listening audience to get? Is it to provide an audience for the youth to express themselves, or?
Yes, I would really like for the youth to express themselves, because all of them experienced something this year.
We got our first caller.
Okay, very good. So I will just shut up and let them talk. Thank you, Sandy.
Now, if you wanted to go ahead and lay the groundwork right here, please do.
No, I just wanted to say that all of them experienced some things this year, because these young people have been in school more than 12 years, at least 12. You know, I'm thinking kindergarten, pre-K, kindergarten, and then the 12 years of high school. And we all know how important that high school graduation is, walking across the stage.
Sure.
You know, family from across the country come to celebrate you, and not being able to do that. In addition to that, they miss the senior prom, and that's an important part of their lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we know what we experienced by having those experiences, but how do they feel about not having those experiences? Is it how is that helping them to adjust to life later in their lives, realizing that sometimes there are things that are totally out of your control that you can't do anything about. So that's basically it.
That's a good point, too. I know that as I wrote that, you know, about you go through 12 years of schooling, and you know that the end of that time, or the 14, whatever that count is, like you were saying, Geneva, you know, at the end of that, you get to walk across the stage with your cap and gown. Anyway, let's not belabor that. So our first caller is 678-984. Give us your name, if you're a parent or a student, and any other information you would like for us to have about who you are.
Hey, my name is Isaiah Bader. I'm 18.
Hey, Isaiah.
And I'm from Steen. Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Good.
I am a 2020 high school graduate this year, and I'll be glad to share my opinion on how I feel about missing graduation, if that's all right with you guys.
Oh, yeah. The floor is yours.
So, with missing our graduation, I don't know if I can speak for us all, but personally, I feel left out. I feel like I'm missing something that's important that other people have experienced. But then at the same time, everything is not for everybody. But I feel like that is a memorable moment that we all could use and cherish. I feel like it's like a, you know, how they say, like, levels. I feel like that brings you up to a level subconsciously. It's a mental step that you take when you walk across that stage and everybody says congratulations when it's your turn. So I've come to peace with it, but then at the same time, I'm still a little upset and angry about it. But one thing I do want to say to the rest of the class is don't let that affect your dreams. Just because you miss something that everybody else gets to experience doesn't mean that you give up. So, yeah, that's about all. But I love everybody, and take care.
So, Isaiah, do you think that's a possibility, you know, like, you know, that feeling of missing out? Do you think that it's possible that some people would take that as, and I don't want to say excuse, but as a reason for them not to pursue their dreams? I'm just curious.
I feel like it would, because if you think about our generation now, not all of us are bad, but the mass majority of us love to grab excuses. The reason I can't do this is because this, that, and the third. And when I'm thinking about how some of my old friends act, because I like to surround myself with people who want a better future, but the people I used to hang out with always made excuses. And, you know, I don't really talk to them anymore, but I do have connections and I hear things. And they tell me that, you know, so-and-so gave up because he didn't get to walk across stage. That's not really an excuse. That's not a valid excuse for you to give up. But, yeah, a lot of people are using it as an excuse to not continue for, you know, what they feel like they were destined to do, and they're doing something that they don't even enjoy.
I really appreciate you sharing that. So, adults, this is a wake-up call for you to listen to what the youth are telling you about their experiences. And even, well, regardless to how you may feel about the experience of walking across the stage, it's impacting our youth. So be supportive. Be there to talk and talk through the emotions with the young folks. I know that for me, I kind of thought that, man, that would really kind of tip, you know, like, bother me a little bit, right? I didn't did everything that I was told to do, and here this crowning moment is taken away from me. So thank you, Isaiah, for confirming what I was considering or thinking about. So I'm going to bring on another caller. Don't go anywhere. The next caller is 786-355. Let us know who you are, a parent, a student, your name, and whatever comments you want to add to the conversation.
Hi, I'm Idalia Testamark. I live in Georgia, and I'm about to attend Southern University, and I'm college. And I just wanted to say that I think – hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I think – I actually don't mind the whole quarantine and missing graduation portion of everything, because I feel like quarantine allowed us to just learn more about ourselves. And I feel like most high school seniors, we were, like, actually getting tired of going to school. So the fact that we had just online school, it just allowed us to learn different things about ourselves. Creating new, different things, you know, just learning more about ourselves.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. Give me your name again, though.
Idalia Testamark.
Idalia, okay. Oh, you're Elizabeth's sister.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm Miss Sandy. Remember I filmed Elizabeth a couple of years ago? Yeah, okay.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Good, good, good.
Sandy?
Go ahead.
Can you hear
I did want to say that Idalia will be attending my alma mater. She's going down to Baton Rouge to attend Southern University. She's been accepted into the band, but I don't know if there will be a band this year because there's no football. So I know she's leaving in 2 weeks. So Idalia, we are very proud of you going down. You're going to become a Jaguar. Leaving home, and also Sandy, she's the youngest, or maybe right now for the last time we can say she's the baby of the family. She's also a July birthday like mine, so she just made 18. So if I dare you, if you haven't yet, we want you to register and vote.
Okay.
So I don't know how to do that down at campus, because when you guys are out of town, I don't know how you vote on your college campus, but I'm sure they'll make that, you know, you'll find out how to make
yeah.
it happen.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I liked how you looked at that too, about you know, learning more about yourself during that quarantine time. That's very important, and I think a lot of people did, although they may have been resistant in the very beginning.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people did get to the point of really kind of, you know, looking at themselves closely in the mirror, so to speak. Well, thank you for sharing with us. So let's see, I got one
thank
more caller here. See what they're saying. Area code 803-729. You want to give us your name, parent or student, and your comments, please.
This is Dr. Grant with
Dr.
my
Grant.
College Career Institute out of Sumter, South Carolina.
Okay.
Someone who just met Geneva Vanderhort and had the opportunity to work with some of the students, and I heard a couple of names as the students were talking, well, the couple of students that spoke so far. And I just want to commend both the students who just spoke, because what they said is so real, and it sounds like a part of them. And I said that because I've worked with students for 25 to 30 years in education. And I want to say to the two students, and I hope they're still able to hear on the line, that sometimes life will be this way. I understand, you know, they are young, and this is a great learning experience for them, even though it's not such a positive one per se, if you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
But sometimes life can be go along so well. Things can go along so good, and we make all of our plans, and they happen. But what about the times when they don't happen, and you have to rethink your path for about 4 or 5 months, which is what our seniors had to do. From March until June, or March until May, they had 3 months that wherein everything was unpredictable. And when it came down to the finale, they did not get what they expected. And so, you know, while it's not such a great, great thing, it's a good learning experience. And young people at 16, 17, 18 years old, you don't realize how things can change in your life in a matter of days and upset all of your plans. But you need to understand that if you're able to press on with the kind of support Mr. Prater spoke about, and with the second young lady, I'm sorry, I don't remember her name, spoke about, if you all would keep that mindset, because what you're going to realize now is that you are going to be leaving the high school and leaving behind a lot of the students that you may never see again. They were just people that you associated with. You were part of the class studies, the class was a part, class activities, but you won't see them again. So it was going to be a brand new life for you. So you are just beginning, which is what commencement means. It's the beginning for you. So while this may not be, again, I repeat, such a positive thing, it is definitely a learning experience for you all, as well as parents and educators who have worked with you over the years. So I want to say congratulations mm-hmm. to both of you, and thank you, Geneva, for inviting me to this forum, and I thank you, Ms. Sandy, for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Dr. Granthal. We appreciate you being with us.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Grant. Sandy, I met Dr. Grant recently, and she sponsored a workshop with our students during our college prep workshop, and she is one of the best that I've ever seen. She's great. We have good reports from that workshop, Dr. Gladys. And I'm just going to reach out, and Sandy and I can talk about this all offline, but there may be an opportunity, Sandy, where we just gather a bunch of educators, and I'll be sitting listening, on a call or on one of your shows to talk about possibly, the effect of virtual compared to physical learning or anything along those lines.
That'd be great.
Dr. Grant is a wealth of information. She is a wealth of knowledge. Yes. I even talked to her when I was on vacation last week. So you know how I hold her in high esteem. Thank you.
It's important
Sandy,
for us
we'll
to
talk
have
about
these.
That in the future.
Yeah, because it's important for us to have these discussions. That's why I had mentioned earlier, it's the students, but it's also the parents. You know, we're all going through something, and a lot of adults are having difficulty articulating whatever it is that they're going through, but their attitudes and their behaviors are shifting to something different than what we're normally, expecting from a person. So, no, that would be a great conversation, Geneva. Thank you for that. All right. Well, just hang in with his Dr. Grant. We got two more individuals here.
Awesome.
And the first person whose line I'm opening up is 678-409. Give us your name if you're a student or a parent or an adult, and let us know what you got to say to us.
Hi, everyone. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi. My name is Aaliyah Dudlin. I'm a member of Things Class of 2020. I just wanted to share some insight, really just follow up on what Dr. Grant really spoke about. For me, going into senior year, I was really stressed majority of the time. And so by the time it came to be ready for graduation and stuff, kind of around December before we knew everything about Corona, I had already made plans to not really walk in graduation, because by the time you get to that semester senior year, it just seems like everything's so stressful. And at that point, you kind of just want to finish school, get your diploma, and be over it for some people. And so with everything going on with COVID and quarantining, it really didn't affect me as much as it affected most people, because I wasn't really excited per se about graduation. But one thing that I will say is that seeing a lot of kids not being able to walk in graduation, and seeing how important it was to a lot of parents and a lot of students, it kind of broke my heart, because kids go to school for 12, 13 years, and that one thing that they always look forward to or keep saying is, I can't wait to graduate, I can't wait to go on to college and start living my adult life. And a lot of people get to start living their adult life, but they miss that milestone of being able to graduate and walk across the stage and say, I did it. So it was really kind of hard just watching everybody deal with that. But also, Dr. Grant said, it was a learning lesson, because one thing that the class of 2020 got to learn firsthand is that not everything in life goes the way you plan it, and sometimes you will be thrown you will be thrown a curveball where you have to really just alter everything that you planned and go with what you're given. And so I feel like for a lot of kids, they were able to get that first, quote-unquote, adult experience. And I think that it's been good for some people, but also for a lot of kids, quarantining and the slack with school gave them an opportunity to, like I said, slack with school. So I guess it's just been about the way that you make it. For some people, they took the time to start businesses and earn money for school, apply for more scholarships, finish up with classes earlier. And then for some kids, it was just like, once quarantine started, a lot of them got depressed about not being able to finish, go to prom and things like that, and so they really slacked up on school. But I think overall it's been like a very, it's been stressful, but it's been good because, like I said, a lot of kids got that first adult experience, so it taught us something while also taking something away from us. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Tell me, was your name Sylvia?
No, it's Aaliyah.
Olivia.
Olivia. Okay, thanks.
That's Aaliyah Douglin. Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. Okay.
Aaliyah. And Sandy, I gave Idalia kudos, but let me back up a little bit. Isaiah Plater, he really is a model in that Isaiah is a cancer survivor, and he missed 2 years of school. He missed
quite
2 years
a bright
of school,
young man. I mean, great. Awesome.
And he came back after missing so much school, came back and finished with his class with honors. And Aaliyah is our longest serving STEAM member. She started, Aaliyah, what were you, 8 possibly?
I think I was either 7 or 8.
Wow.
7 or 8.
That's wonderful.
She has amassed more community service hours than any other student. Whenever we have any event, if Aaliyah's in town, Aaliyah's there, and she's working. You know, she's one of those people. I have no doubt that she has a bright future ahead of her. And I'm proud of all of them. But I did want to give everyone their kudos while they came on, because I haven't seen them since, well, I didn't see them physically, I mean, in person on May 31st, but I guess I haven't seen them since February or something, quite 5 months ago, I guess. It's been a while, yes.
And I know that's not you.
We normally meet once a month.
Because you guys were having activities like every month, right, Geneva? Or like,
yes.
I know you were doing you started doing
mm-hmm.
the first part of the year, the monthly calls,
mm-hmm.
or was it weekly?
Yes. No,
and
then you have
activities mm-hmm. like at least once a quarter, if not more regularly than that. So for you to go, you know, all of this time without seeing them, I know that's been hard on you too. So we're going to have a session just with you.
Yeah.
I know. I may have to have some therapy or something. But that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. But, yes, Sandy, just real quickly, we meet once a month, and when we meet, we usually have someone from the community to come and speak to the students. In November, we have an Airbnb, and we all go to a retreat, the girls, then the boys. Then this year, the parents went, the mothers went on a retreat. We went in, January, I think the moms went on a retreat. And we also have Community Career Day, where we have all day between Christmas and New Year, all day we have different individuals from the community come in and talk about what they do and what courses the kids need to take, et cetera, to get to that particular profession. We have sort of adopted a senior living apartment, Galleria Manor, over in Smyrna, and we
mm-hmm.
sponsor a Christmas party there as well as spa day. We have technology day, and we do things of that nature We have a vision board party. We connect them with ACT and SAT prep classes. And this year, for the second time, Sandy, we had a line dance jamboree.
Okay,
then. In February, which you attended. So that was
yes.
That was with our partnership with Girls Inc. So we have a lot of events, and we will be having a Zoom on Thursday, part of the board and the planning committee, to talk about how we're going to manage this year, what we're going to
yeah.
do this year, because we just need to figure it out.
Oh yes, yes, as we all do, you know, and making the
yes.
shifts that we need to make, yeah, in life. So, well, thank you for that update,
mm-hmm.
and thank you, Aaliyah. I appreciate you, and I'm sure I'll probably met you when Miss Geneva used to have the meetings over here at the is that South Cobb Government Center. I probably met you back then. So we'll figure
mm-hmm.
it out though. But thank you for being on and sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So we got another caller, 678-887. Give us your name, parent or student, and whatever you have to say to add to the conversation. We appreciate it.
Hello, guys. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Roman Coward. I'm part of the STEAM Geek. I'm an upcoming student at Georgia State University.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell you guys about
Hello.
My reaction on the quarantine and all that. So.
Okay.
You know, growing up, I always watched my brother grow up and graduate. And, you know, I always, you know, looked forward to this moment. And when COVID, you know, started and school ended, you know, at first I was like, yay, no school. But really, I was very devastated about all the things I missed, like graduation, the walk, the prom. You know, it was like, it was just stolen from me. And it was really, very sad for me for a long time. I just had a walk, like we had a graduation not too long ago, like last week, and it went pretty good. But I still felt like it just wasn't the same. Like it was dragged on for so long.
Go ahead, sweetie.
So, Roman, let me ask you a question. This is Geneva. Good to hear your voice. You said a walk. Is that the walk where the students walk through the halls or something, the last day or something?
Oh, no. I'm at our graduation ceremony.
Ah, okay.
The walk across
gotcha.
The stage.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, they call it, you know, the traditional graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And also, I wasn't a big fan of the online classes because me, I'm a performing arts student. Like, I act and sing. So, you know, I'm very sociable, very sociable. I can't stand singing in front of a camera. I need to be, you know, face to face with you. Like, I hate that. I hated it so much.
Wow.
And I hated seeing my,
yeah.
mm-hmm. And I hated seeing my relatives and not being able to hug them when I saw them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. So I have to give Roman his kudos. He is absolutely right. Roman is a performer. And sometimes I'll just walk up to him and ask him, will you sing a song, please? And he always says yes. And when we went on our college tour last year in 2019, it seems like it was so long ago, we went on a physical college tour last year. That's one of the things I
right.
forgot to mention. That's the biggest thing that we do. But we went up to Greensboro to Bennett College. Then we came to the boys went to Winston-Salem. The girls went to Bennett. And we came on down to Johnson C. Smith and Brenau in Gainesville. And we went to the University of Georgia. And also then we came down to the AU Center. And when we were on the tour, Sandy, we always perform a community service project for someone in that area. So this last year, we read stories to some students at a daycare center. And Roman sang a song to the kids. It was so cute.
Wow.
And so we really appreciate him. Yes, yes. So I don't know who's listening, but if anybody's listening that can give Roman a contract, Roman sings
all right.
very well, and I have his information. I know, Sandy, I know you are worldwide, actually, so we never know who's on the line. And I think this is rebroadcast, or don't you have a link we can
right.
come to
can
later?
Right, yeah, and I'll make sure that I share that information with everybody as well before we end tonight's segment. Roman, you want to take a couple of minutes and sing a song for us? Can you do that? Are you that on point?
Yeah, I can sing a song.
All right, then you are a true entertainer.
like they say, told you.
Go right ahead, sir. I'm ready. Okay.
All right, I'm going to sing Michael Jackson for y'all.
All right.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance to show you that I love you. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go. But now, since I see you in his arms.
All right.
Nice.
You know, I really enjoyed that because I understand the quality. When you're singing on the phones, do not come out as well as it does
mm-hmm.
in person. But that was really, really good. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was cool. All right.
That was very good.
Yes, yes.
My pleasure. I'm just happy to share my gifts with the world because I feel like I was given a talent for the Lord that I just want to share with everybody.
Indeed.
And I want to continue to get better.
Great
and
attitude.
I also want to get better with my confidence.
Confidence?
Yeah, I want to get better with my confidence, you know. Like,
great.
You know,
well,
I
don't
always
seem
try
like
and
you
not
got a problem
down.
With it to me.
I came a long way.
Okay. So was that a direct result of being involved with Sting?
I was going to say that.
Like, I was, like, in middle school, I used to always be so scared to, like, sing. Like, I always shake, but, you know, I always just take a deep breath nowadays and just go for it because, you know, you got to have confidence in yourself that you can, like, you know you're good. Just go for it.
Right, right.
That's what I say.
Well, that, you know, because I know Miss Geneva, because, look, my first experience, she called a mutual friend of ours to ask about something or another. I don't even know what her original question was to Mr. Lockett. And I think he said something like, well, I have a friend, Sandy, but I think she's working right now. And Geneva said, well, give me her phone number, and where does she work? Next thing I know, Miss Geneva was inside the store, the herb shop where I worked. It was so funny to me because she was like, she wasn't taking no for an answer. So I understand. And you have the best coach. You have the best coach to get you to a place of confidence in your skills and your ability, and you know she's going to call on you at the spur of the moment, so always be prepared when you see her.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, sis.
That's
Sandy,
awesome.
You know I love you. I mean,
yeah.
That is great. And you know what? Roman was so shy. Remember Roman when he first came along with us? He was so shy he wouldn't say much. But I guess I called on him enough that he figured I better be ready because I always tell them, be ready so you don't have to get ready. That way,
right.
If somebody calls on you, bam,
you can
right. just roll off. And I'm appreciative of the students that have called already and talked. Isaiah, Aaliyah, Idalia. Idalia's come out of her shell. Idalia would not talk Remember Idalia? She was always this, she was always Elizabeth's little shy sister. But Idalia, as she has grown older and matured, and after being called on enough, you know, she, her confidence has built up. Aaliyah has had confidence since 8 years old. Aaliyah's always been there. Isaiah, since I think I met Isaiah, he was in middle school. So I think that we adults need to step back sometimes and give the young people an opportunity to express themselves. They may not express themselves the way you want to, but give them give them the floor and sit back and watch.
That's right.
Yeah, because look the various things that we've learned this evening, from feeling that they missed out on a memorable moment, that during the quarantine they learned more about themselves than they would have, that they were really stressed about going into the 12th grade, especially that last part, I think she said the last quarter, and that that they were given the opportunity to be the first group of youth that learned about how quickly life can change and how to adapt to that. And then to, you know, they felt like the events were stolen from them. And so, you know, this is just such a wide range. But the reason why this is important, young people, is that sometimes we're taught to ignore our feelings and to call it something that it's not. And so you have a problem with identifying what your true feelings is around a particular subject, incident, circumstance, or what have you. And so that's why I was so elated when Geneva reached out to me to have you guys on here, because it's important for you to be able to voice what's actually going on inside of you without an adult telling you, no, don't think that way, it's not that way, look at it, here's the bright side over here. And so please just remember this night the rest of your life, that you were given an opportunity to say what you really feel in your heart of hearts, and that nobody tried to talk you out of it. This is going to be pivotal. You may not understand it right now, but this experience that you're having, being on the line with Miss Geneva and myself and all your other cohorts, it's going to mean a lot. And Dr. Grant, it's important that you are supported in this manner. So,
right, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, Roman, I know that you've already started during the summer over at Georgia State, but then you are you're taking virtual classes. You're not on campus, are you?
Right now, I'm doing virtual classes, but I will be attending the fall course on campus.
Right.
Oh, gosh. So do you find it different than high school? Because you're taking college level, so have you noticed the difference? Is it more work, or have you not been there, I mean, you know, had enough time to really have a determination yet?
I see a difference. There is a lot more work, and there is a lot more. They expect more from you rather than high school. So I feel like I have to give it my all on every assignment to be successful, rather than just be like, oh, this is a B. You know, I'm always aiming for an A, always.
Oh, very good.
That is great.
Very good.
So important.
Yeah, I think in Georgia or over at the AU Center, the freshmen are going to be allowed to live on campus, but everybody else will be taking virtual classes. So that should be interesting, you know, to have that experience as well. And I'm not sure about I guess the other states are kind of basically doing the same thing. Idalia is going the Baton Rouge, and so she's going to be on campus. Geneva, as far as you know, she's not on the line right now.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be on campus. Mm-hmm. She's moving in on August 2nd, I think.
Ooh, that's right around the corner. Okay.
Yeah.
And we have our school. I know quite a few students that are going to school here in South Carolina that are going to be on campus as well. So it's a mixture of on campus and virtual. And some of them will have a very short time on campus in that, you know, you have that Thanksgiving break and then that Christmas break. Well, when they leave, this is what is being said for some of the schools. When they leave in November for Thanksgiving, they won't come back until January. And then hopefully by that time, the whole thing will be open up to all of the students to come back.
Right.
But they'll just take
that. Is that for all that levels, Dr. Grant, or just for the freshmen, or what?
Some of the schools will just allowing the freshmen to do just as you were talking about the school in of Baton Rouge Southern University. I believe that's the one you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But some of them are doing it, and then others, I think. Now, USC in Columbia, I think, has opened their whole campus up. So that's going to be interesting.
Okay.
Unless something changes. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they got away again. But most of them, when the kids go in August, late August, they'll come back for, they'll come out for the Thanksgiving break, and they won't go back on the campus until January.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's just so varied now with the colleges here in South Carolina. Yeah.
Mm, okay.
So have you heard, Roman, anything about your class schedule? Is it similar to what Dr. Grant just described, or?
No, not exactly.
Okay. Not exactly. You haven't heard from your school yet exactly how you're going to do it? Is that what you're saying, Roman?
I think we're going to be registering for our classes online. Like, we're going to go set an appointment with our advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because, you know, the virtual work that you all have been doing since March, believe it or not, I know you didn't necessarily appreciate it, but just think about those of you who will be doing virtual classes to begin with. So that little period of time gave you a little feeling about how virtual classrooms would do, how you would be doing your classes online, I guess is what I'm saying too. Give you a feel for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying, Roman?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know my voice is deep, but it's really a man. It's Dr. Grant. Gladys Grant, Dr. Gladys Grant. My voice is deep for whatever reason on the phone. And oftentimes people say, think it's a male on the other end. But I'm actually a lady.
Oh, I'm so
with
sorry.
A deep voice. It's okay. But so, you know, if nothing else, a lot of the students that are going to college and who will not be able to do college in person would have had that little bit of experience with online classes, which if this had not happened, you wouldn't have gotten it. And because there's going to come a time within that 4 or 5 year period of time, and you ladies help me, that you will be doing an online class. It may not be through your entire program, but you will be doing online classes.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what a lot of the colleges have gone to now, even doing when it's normal time, if we want to call it that. Yeah.
So
you know,
I know a lot of the
thing.
Professors and instructors had a huge learning curve in doing those online classes. So
I guess the break
was good for everybody, the quarantine.
Yeah.
So, Aaliyah, you're still with us? And so are you starting college this year as well?
No, I'm not. I'm taking a year. Well, not really taking a year off. I just don't want to go on to any campus right now because my mom is a cancer patient, and so I don't want to put her in jeopardy, me coming back and forth between campus and home and have her susceptible to that. So I'm going to do my prerequisite classes for my major online. That way I'm not falling behind, and then I'll go on to campus next year.
Okay.
Good.
That's very thoughtful of you. Very mature thinking.
Yeah.
It really
is. Are you doing it at a technical college, or are you doing the four-year college online?
Yes, at Chattahoochee.
At the technical, and then you'll transfer into the four-year college?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing? Just imagine the money. Look at the money you're going to save, too.
Yeah.
You're going to save a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Because the technical colleges are cheaper. And if you are you in Atlanta?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
You live in Atlanta. So you all have, Geneva, they have the HOPE and the Life Scholarships, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. All of Georgia,
yes.
We have
she'll
HOPE
be able to get that money.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
she'll be able to
take
go
her,
at
get
no
her
cost.
Classes free. So
mm-hmm.
that's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're
and
not losing out on anything. Just
transfer.
Know that.
That's correct. That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
What a great conversation, everybody. So
it is.
Let me just give a little shout out here. This is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You're welcome to join us in conversation by calling 516-531-9819. You would just press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. We have about 25 minutes left in the program. We've had mostly the youth to call in tonight and to tell us about how they're processing and what their emotions have been around the pandemic, the quarantine, and, you know, what it felt like for them. And it's really been a variety of emotions expressed and aha moments with the youth. And so I'm really, really thoroughly enjoying the honesty and authenticity of the youth being able to express their concerns regardless to what they are. You know, they have a forum which to talk about the prom, missing the prom, or the graduation, walking across the stage and all of like that. And even as Aaliyah was just talking about, you know, her mom has a compromised health, and so she's choosing not to go on campus for the first part of her college education, but to stay and do online classes. So all of those are decisions for the young people, and I'm not sure, I forget which person said that as far as being the first group of youth to learn about how life can quickly change. And so you guys are the right group that have that are going through this experience, because you sound very mature, and even if shaking a little bit in your boots, you're okay with it. You know, like how Roman just came off and sung the song for us. And so all of those are characteristics that's going to get you over in life in general. So I applaud you. I've been knowing Miss Geneva for a number of years, and although I came to the event in February, I haven't been over to offer my skills and expertise, so we're going to have to work that out whenever we get to being back together or whatever. So
this is
really a good conversation, much needed. So if any of the parents are online or listening in, I would love to hear your voice. Again, the call-in number here is 516-531-9819. and you would just press 1 on your dial to let us know that you want to talk on air with us. But just would like to know what your experience was as far as, because sometimes the graduation and the prom and all like that impacts the parents more so than the child, you know, because some children or youth, I should say, may not even want to attend the prom, and the mom be like, oh, no, you going to the prom. I've been waiting all this time for, you know, to get your dress and all of like that. So parents, if you're on, I would love to hear what you have to say about what your experience have been that these major events were needing to be experienced in a non-traditional way.
And Sandy, while we're letting the parents gather their thoughts, we celebrated 10 years last August, and
oh, wow.
It was a wonderful event. And Roman sang a song that was just touched our hearts, and I would like for him again to sing it now, if he doesn't mind. It was "Lean on Me." So Roman, you have the floor again while we're waiting for the parents to call
okay.
in or to sign in. Thank you in advance.
Okay.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
And then you're gonna leave me hanging right there like that?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sitting up here tapping, and then you just. That was really good, Roman. I'm just messing with you. That
was
really good. You have a wonderful
yes.
voice.
I didn't want to sing forever. I didn't think I wanted me to sing.
Now you got me all over here bobbing and weaving, and then you just stop. I'm like, well, hold up. Is my phone not working? What's up?
Yeah, he
thank you.
Good.
Thank you. I appreciate your sharing your talents, man. You are truly gifted. So are you self-taught or?
That is an interesting question, because I used to sing just for fun. But then I was like, you know what? I'm pretty good. So I started like doing chorus in class, and you could say I learned a little thing or two or there, but really I feel like I'm very self-taught.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually a better way of doing it. Because, well, I'm going to just leave it right there. Because you have a tendency to stretch yourself to your limits, not somebody else's. So that's why I think teaching yourself these different skills is sometimes a better way to do it versus allowing somebody else to always be critiquing what you do, and that is not this and it's not that, it's not that, you know. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lessons
and Ms. Geneva, I know we're waiting on the parents. I just want to say to Ms. Mm-hmm. Geneva, you don't realize your role in all of this. What an impact your support means to these young people. I worked in a couple of programs like yours myself. I did. I wrote grants a few years back I was running a JTTA program, which changed over to be Workforce Investment Act, WIA, and I had the youth portion mm-hmm. of that program. And very much like what you're doing with STANG, we did a lot of the mm-hmm. same types of activities and just growth, professional growth and development for our high school kids. And then, it's just, you don't realize how you touch the lives of the young people that you work with, and that you have done. And we hear it in the things that they have said tonight, and the way that they have grown since becoming a part of the program and will continue to do well. And so you can just give yourself, I know sometimes we don't always want to do it. I'm sure Miss Sandy does a lot of things as well that we don't always give ourselves a pat on the back because it's not really necessary. But just think of what the lives of these children could have been, of these young people, without your voice.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear you.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Whether you believe it or not, they hear us.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I believe in all of them. I believe in all of them. They all come from good families. All of their parents put a lot of time, energy, and prayer into them, parents and grandparents. And I believe in them. And I'm grateful that I'm here to do something, my little part, to make an impact on their lives. And I feel that they are going to move forward and do the same to someone else.
Yeah. That's right.
Indeed.
That's right.
The ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, Geneva, now that you have the floor, would you give us contact information? Do you accept donations from people? What are some of your plans coming forward, going forward? And whatever update you want to give us about STEAM.
Well, yes. We are, our website is www.tinginc.org. We can be reached at 404-625-6543, and we always accept donations, Cash App, or we can accept donations on our website through PayPal, but my Cash App name, it says $Geneva Vanderhorst, that's G-E-N-E-V-A and V-A-N-D-E-R-H-O-R-S-T. But once you give the donation, you'll see STEAM youth programs show up on your receipt. And I did want to mention something, Sandy, that I don't know how I forgot, but we wrote a book. Our first book was published in early June, and the name of the book is College Funding Stories, Tips, and Scholarship Lists. And
awesome.
Some of the students on here tonight helped to research for the book. It's basically, Sandy, a book of about 20-something stories from different individuals who talked about how they funded their college education. Also,
wow.
We have, thankfully, from Dr. Grant, we have some checklists and some tips further in the book, and also a template that we have from Dr. Grant called a scholarship template, and that's where the young people can keep a record of their scholarship search, the name of the scholarship, the amount, the deadline, the organization that the scholarship was coming from, et cetera, the day that they submitted the paperwork, et cetera. So, yes, the book, it can be found on Amazon. If you forget the name, which is College Funding Stories, Tips, and Scholarship List, just put my name in the search box at Amazon. That's Geneva Vanderhorst. And it's the only book we've written, so that will show up. And I appreciate you, Sandy, for this time. And I hope I'm not shouting her out, but we have one of our board members who is actually, I hope she's on. She's out on the West Coast right now because she's a traveling nurse with the VA, and she was in Tacoma, Washington for 3 months, a few months ago, and she just arrived last week in Las Vegas where she's on another assignment. So if she's on, Ms. Sheila Plater, if you're on, would you press 1? That is Isaiah's grandmother. She has helped drive van many years. She's been with us many years. She's helped drive the van when we're going on college tours. I don't know if she's on now. I don't know. I spoke
well,
with her earlier.
Well, I do have someone that just 404-429. Would that be you?
That would be me. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank
Sheila.
You for being with us.
Well, I just came off because Miss Geneva asked me to, but since she asked me to, my comment is virtually regarding Sting overall. My grandson, Isaiah Plater, has been a part of Sting for quite some years. And, you know, Miss Geneva has a picture of him leaning on her, and he's been leaning on her ever since. So for me, Sting provided an extension of his village experience. It exposed him to positive and productive, successful males and females, because in his life, those things were kind of limited. So I'm very happy for him, and I don't know how many other children or young adults now that had a similar experience to where they may have had to overcome adverse childhood experience and in their teenage years. But I'm most grateful and humbled that God put that idea in Miss Geneva, and she's run with it. And I've just seen amazing stories, success stories from Sting. And thank you so much, Ms. Rogers and Dr. Grant and all the other speakers who are on tonight. It's just been amazing. So I did come on a little late, so I didn't hear all the youth, because I'm 2 hours behind you guys, and well, 3 hours actually on
three
on the
yeah,
East Coast.
For Vegas.
Yes. Right. So I had to get in and get myself together so I could come on, but I did tell her I was coming on even if I was late. But thank you so much, and just keep up the great work, all of you, because you are impacting lives. My life has been impacted just to see the young people grow and mature. And I did want to say this one last thing, talking about some of the young people who will go to college in the fall and be on campus. I think it's a great opportunity for them as freshmen to be there without the upperclassmen, where they may be able to form their own identity and not try to just fit in, just to fit in, but to really become more secure in themselves, learn the college campus, learn the professors and how to navigate some things for themselves before the other young people come on board. I think it's great, because college can be intimidating, especially if you don't have the confidence that you think you should have, and people can take you fast. So I think it'll give them an opportunity to really become a little more seasoned within their young adulthood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very wise counsel.
Thank you, Sheila. And I wanted to also mention to those listening that Sheila contributed a story to our book. She has received her master's degree in nursing, and after receiving her master's degree in nursing, at a seasoned age, that is when she reached out to be a BA and was hired as a traveling nurse, which is an awesome opportunity because she gets to travel to places and stay there for 3 months or more, and, you know, meet new people and experience people. And she's very dear to our heart, to my heart, because when we went, when we started the Louisiana chapter in January, she accompanied us down there. Actually, she was she met us. She was living in Shreveport at the time. This was before she started her first assignment, and she and our treasurer Ron Harding and our one of our advisory members, Linda Tyler, the four of us went down and assisted with the opening of the Sting, Louisiana. So thank you, Sheila, for your sacrifice over all these years. We really, really appreciate all that you're doing and all that you've done for Sting as well.
And I would like to thank you, Nurse Sheila, for being a first responder within our healthcare system across the United States right now. I can imagine that that may be a very difficult assignment for you, but I sincerely appreciate your contributions to humanity. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yes. 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 Ms. Sandy, we didn't get an opportunity on this call because the call has been so rich and
Yes.
and Variable that we didn't get a chance to talk about race relations with our young people at all. And that was something we wanted to touch on. I don't know if we have enough time or we have enough students
yeah,
or anyone
about 10,
of them even
yeah, we
interested.
We got 10 minutes left.
Okay.
We've got two
okay.
students left. We got Aaliyah and we've got
okay.
Roman that's still on.
Okay.
So I think between the two of them, that would give us a range of opinions or, you know, thoughts around it. And then I want to make sure that we do another plug for the book at the end of the show, Geneva. So,
thank you.
Yeah, go
you.
Ahead with your question, though.
Well, I guess I didn't really have a question, but I did. I think that what we need, what we'd like to know from the young people, we're seeing the protests. We know what happened with George Floyd. And we just want to know how they feel about what's happening in this country. I know there's a shift, there's a paradigm shift that's slowly happening before our eyes. And do
mm-hmm.
they have any concerns, or how do they feel about what's going on in the country? With Aaliyah or Roman?
I like to say something.
Okay.
So I feel as if this is something that's probably good that happened, because there's always been tension between the races. I feel like this was something that's good that happened because there's a problem that needs to be solved, if you know what I'm saying. It's good that
mm-hmm.
the young people are protesting, as if, just like how Martin Luther King and his followers were, he would be proud to look down and see all of us protesting for what is right. Not just for Black Lives, but just for all, you know, all murder in all races. But right now, you know, Black Lives is what's really being, what's the word, in danger, is what I'm trying to say.
So, Roman, as a Black male, do you feel that you've ever experienced any racism in your young life?
Yeah, you could say that. I had some teachers in my lifetime that would treat me differently because of my race, or as if they would be harder on me because of who I am.
Mm-hmm. How did that make you feel?
Made me feel, you know, like I was treated unfair, you know. Like, I had this math teacher in sixth grade, and I always felt like he was on me harder than anyone else. Like, if I made a mistake, he always made sure that he told me I made a mistake. You know, I felt like I was the only one that he did that toward.
Were you the
yes,
only
ma'am?
Black kid in the class? Were you the only Black kid in the class at that time? Only Black male in the class?
No, I wasn't the only one. And he treated the others like that too, the other Black males.
Roman, sometimes that will be the biggest advantage to your process are those people that have that type of an attitude towards you. So sometimes we need that in our lives in order to be the best that we can be, because if we're not facing any type of adversity going through, then we haven't exercised that muscle when we get to be in mature situations, you know. So, like, how do I deal with that? So I'm not trying to say that the guy was right or wrong. I think you said he was a man, but that he was right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes those things that we look at as being unfair, they really turn out to be the best. So be open to receive that, you know, in that as you go forward. That may be something you'd be like, you know, if it wasn't for that teacher, I wouldn't have, you know, something like that. So I've had the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you from a place of personal experience. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I also came in
so
subject. I've been a victim of
I've been a victim of, you know, racial profiling. Like, I'll be in a store and I'm going to buy something. Like, I was looking for a bed for my new room. And I asked the lady how much, you know, she was looking at me as if, you know, I wasn't going to buy anything. Like, I had money. But, you know, she was watching me as if I was just walking around,
yeah,
like, as if I had to buy something. You know, you understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those are learned behaviors.
Yeah. We shared that same type of experience with our son, and I guess fortunately we were in the store with our son when he was looked at as if he was going to steal something from the store. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I usually don't purchase anything from stores like that. No, I turn around
you
and walk
order
out.
A lot. You sound like you order. You online.
Oh, online?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I mean, it sounds like to me, Sandy, you do all your buying online.
No, ma'am. It's just that has been my way of doing business for a very long time. It's like the gas stations, when they first started putting up the plexiglass between the this was mostly in Los Angeles, but when they would put up the plexiglass like they were afraid of their customers, I'll stop patronizing them. It's just the power of my dollar, you know. Like, I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I would go into a store and somebody's following me, because that's happened to me too in California, and I'll be like, you know what, I really like this outfit over here, but I'm not going to purchase it because you have no right to just keep following me unnecessarily.
Right.
So we've got to use the power in our dollar to make people understand that what they're doing is not cool, you know. So
that's right. That's right. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's the eye awakening experience, and we're like you. You experience something like that in a store, you don't go back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
now maybe my dollars don't matter, but I think they do. You know, every penny.
All dollars matter.
Some of
them.
You can believe that.
Yeah.
Yes. But we didn't go back to that store.
Excellent.
No,
we've got, let me pull this customer, I'm sorry, customer. 4434, bringing you back on. I'm not, go ahead and give us your name and your contribution, because we're down to the last minutes of the call.
Yeah, this is Janice from Atlanta. And
hey,
Janice. Late getting in on the call. Hey, how you doing? But
doing
that
well.
Happened
thank
to me
you
with
in.
My son in 1990, when he graduated from high school. We were getting his belt for his pants, and we were leaving the store. Now, they left the tag on it. When we left the store, every bell, buzzer, everything went off, and they treated us as if we had stolen something.
Right.
So the guy was
saying,
oh, we're sorry, and go turn around and come back. I said, no, you don't. You're going to stand right here, and you're going to apologize to my son for treating him like a thief, and it was your fault.
Right.
And they had to do that in front of the store. So you got a voice, use it.
Good.
Okay? You got a voice, use it. All the time now. Hi, Sandy.
No. I mean, it's absolutely correct, because we've got to stop standing in a place of victimhood. We're not victims. We've got a lot of power. We've got to be wise enough to know where our power is. And in a store, the dollar is the power. So, you know, and you did the right thing, Janice, by insisting on an apology to your child.
Interesting going into the mall. So everybody's looking, right? And no, you're not going to treat my son like this. You know, you did this. You apologized to him right here in this doorway, just like you did. You're going to act like he stole it. And so he had to stand there and apologize to him and then to me.
Awesome.
So you got a voice. Use it, baby. Use it, please, okay?
Ma'am.
Loud.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
you.
Well, we're at the end of the show, and I appreciate everyone that lent a voice and power and energy to our call tonight, to our show. It has been tremendous, and I have enjoyed it. And the time just went by so quickly. So, but before we close up, we're running a little bit past time, but that's okay, because it's all in order regardless. Geneva, if you would advise everyone again of the contact information, how to make a donation, the book, and I wanted to ask, was the book for sale on your website also? So if you would give us contact information for you, and then once you do that, we're out for tonight, and I appreciate you all. So that's Aaliyah, Adelia, Isaiah, Dr. Grant, Sheila Plater, Roman, Janice, and, of course, Miss Geneva, who had the vision in the first place to put this thing together.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy, my longtime friend. Yes, Geneva Vanderhorst. The Cash App is $ Geneva Vanderhorst. It is the STING Youth Program, and we can be reached at 404-625-6543. We do have students all over Metro Atlanta. Now we have students in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and actually we have a student in Ames, Iowa. And so what we do is we helping to steer young people through high school to help to make that decision and beyond what happens after high school. We want to get them to that point. And so the website is www.stinginc.org. Our first book, College Funding Stories, Tips and Scholarship List, and two of our contributors, Dr. Gladys Grant and Ms. Sheila Plater. And Ms. Sheila Plater's story is phenomenal. Dr. Gladys, you have your book, so before you go to bed tonight, you need to read Sheila Plater's story if you have time. And so it is in the book. And for those that don't have the book, it is on Amazon. It is not on on the website. It is on Amazon. You can put in my name, G-E-N-E-V-A. V-A-N-D-E-R-H-O-R-S-T. And these are stories that individuals have written about how they funded their college experience. Plus, we have the list of HBCUs in there by state. We have checklists. If you have a ninth grader, 10th, 11th, or 12th grader, it tells you where you should be in your student's high school experience. And we have a graph on the back to show young people how to chart out their scholarships. So thank you, Sandy, and we will be talking again. You know, I give you another idea for another show to talk to some educators. We'll get that together next.
I'm always open to your suggestions. Well, thanks again, everybody. This was an incredible show. And, Roman, I am so impressed with your singing. I'm going to have to see if I can find you some gigs around town or something, man. You good. You good. Keep up doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's the truth. I'm like Miss Geneva. I don't give false compliments either. So, but the next time you're gonna have to sing longer though, because I'll tell you, I was just into it, and you were like, "Oops." Look, everybody, have a great evening, a great life. Stay safe. And we appreciate
you.
And join us again next week. Actually, our guest next week is going to be talking about our mental health during this pandemic. And it's Ms. Red Smith. And I think that you will really appreciate some of the ideas and thoughts that she has as well. Because we're going through a unique time, and we need all the tools and all the skills that we can gather in order to make it through this thing successfully. So for the young people that participated, I thank you, and I know that this will make a positive difference on your life. Love you all. See you guys next week.
Okay. All right. Bye.